Okay, we're recording episode 16, and this one's on car wrecks.
Car wrecks?
I guess.
What?
What are we talking about?
Right?
Bad driving.
It's cars and car-related activities.
This is really warm.
Car-related activities. Oh, can I eat the batteries?
Ooh, warm batteries.
Let me taste them. Warm? Let me eat them.
Are you going to eat batteries?
Can I put my tongue on these batteries?
Are you on the spectrum?
Chat, should I lick these batteries?
I bet you don't. Let's start the episode, everybody.
Oh,
hang
yeah,
on.
Right, wait.
And we all live in fear.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Village Idiots podcast.
Welcome.
I'm doing my deep voice to make it sound official.
Deep and sultry.
Oh.
Deep and sultry. I'm doing my official voice to make it sound important.
Oh.
Welcome, everybody, to the podcast. I'm Greg. I'm your host.
I'm Zoe.
One and only host. Zoe is not the host. Zoe's just...
Are we taking turns?
Yes,
when
I'm the host.
When is it my turn?
When is it my turn? Are you going to cry?
Abby.
Who are you?
Jeez. I'm Abby.
Abby.
There's another man in the room.
Abby the
What's
Latina.
Up, man in the,
are you the Abby the Latina?
Allegedly.
Abby oh the alleged God. Latina. That's A-A-L.
She's never beating the allegation.
And who's to my right? Who's this person with the Red Bull that's chugging it?
Yeah. So that'd be me.
Who are you?
Zoe.
Hi, Zoe.
Zoe.
What do you do on this podcast?
There's a deep voice.
Well, I sit and I give my opinions and my takes, my hot takes.
Usually bad takes.
And you're too far from the mic, Zoe.
And I'm not.
And I know, because you're going to adjust it later in post, so it doesn't matter.
Whatever.
You can sit across the room and it won't matter. Oh, no. You knocked over my mushroom.
You're fishy.
That's because Zoe fishes, so I got her
yeah,
fishy sticker.
We both do. Abby and I need to go on our fishing trip.
Abby doesn't fish.
Yes, she does. Yes,
she's Latina.
Oh, my God.
I catch them with my bare hands.
I catch them with my bare hands and I eat them right there. Just like Gollum.
We still have not introduced this.
My brother's on the podcast today.
Oh, who's here?
Oh, hi, guys.
Bruno Mars is joining us. That's
hi, Bruno
nice.
Mars.
And because he's here, we're going to talk about cars. Because I was thinking,
I love
like,
cars.
What is one thing about my brother?
Wait,
I thought for half an hour.
The Cars movie?
He likes cars.
That's the big G.
He loves the Cars movie. You know the blue girl car? Huge crush.
Sally?
On yeah, he's
There's
got
a,
a huge
it has a name?
That's my type. I'm just kidding.
The car has a name?
Sally.
Sally, yeah.
It does? Really?
Mm-hmm.
It's got a tattoo, too.
It does. It's a tramp stamp.
All right.
Is it? Is it like on the 100%. Trunk? Back?
It's like, yeah. And it's like,
I'm
yeah.
just asking a question, Zoe. You don't need to roll your eyes if you want to.
I'm just
so
staring
like,
off into the.
She's gonna block me out.
So we're talking about cars and things that have happened with your cars.
And
is
like
that we're
driving
talking?
Pet peeves and
driving
things.
Issues and
I've got a
such.
Lot.
And
a lot.
Yeah, we want to start with you, Craig.
Yeah, I don't like it when I'm at Kroger and I'm going in and I'm crossing the little walkway area and then all the cars stop and wait for me to cross.
You just want them to hit you?
I want them to just move along. And then I will go at my pace.
I don't like
the pressure. It's like when somebody says, have a good day, and
yeah.
I'm like, no,
yeah.
I won't.
No,
like,
just because
you're being
you said
an
so.
Inconvenience. So when those people do stop, I'll always do like a stupid little jog or something.
Me too.
I do too. I speed up and
yeah.
I run because I feel embarrassed.
But, and I know it looks
but
so
sometimes
stupid,
I just,
but...
I'm like, or I'll stop and I'll check my phone or something because I
sometimes
don't like
sometimes I'll
that.
Do like a brisk like model walk. If I've got like a coat on or something, I'll just be like I will barely
like
even look at them.
Swaying, like heels
yeah.
up.
Yeah, I'll,
oh,
be, I'll
okay.
like,
so
I'll like do a little wave that's kind of like, hey, thanks for letting me cross.
Okay, that thing you just did with your shoulders, I've literally never done that. And that looks painful. I don't think I could do that. So
I'm on the other side of this, though, right? So I hate it when I'm stopping for a pedestrian to cross, because legally the pedestrians do have the right
And they
away.
Do the model walk.
But no.
They're
like, no, no, you go. I'm
no,
like,
no, you
how
go.
How do I know you're not an insurance frauder?
Yeah.
How do I know
you're
the moment
run
I start going, you're not going to run in
That's
front of my
true.
Car?
And throw themselves at your fender.
Right.
Yeah. You
I don't want
that.
Your freaking head denting my fender.
No.
So
it's a perfectly good fender.
That's why I have a dash cam.
Why do you hit me? Why are you hitting me?
Are you
no,
kidding?
I don't like the pressure because I'm like, I'm wandering. I'm not looking. And then there's three cars stopped here.
Yeah.
And two cars stopped here and they're all looking at me. And I'm like,
it's awful.
Well, maybe you should lock in, quit wandering.
Oh, yeah, that's what I should do. I should focus. Yeah. I'm usually on my phone looking at Latina women.
Yeah.
And I'm not focused on what's going on. But then I like do that little scamper.
If I had a nickel.
Like you're talking about, I do the little scamper where I'm like, and then I'm like, and then I get across and then they go. And then I'm like, God, that was such a waste.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
That's true, you, Zoe.
I don't like I don't like that part.
No, I'm in the same boat. I don't like that.
What do you like about, what's a weird thing about cars that you don't like?
That I don't like?
Or you do like?
That I do like.
Like when you're driving. Does something ever make you...
Oh, when people don't use their turn signals? Yes, when people, when I'm driving behind somebody.
Yep.
And they're not signaling, but they're slowing down.
And they're not signaling, but they're slowing down. That's a big problem. And I'm stuck behind you and I don't know which way you're trying to go.
Welcome to the Downtown Lowdown, brought to you by the Downtown Tip City Partnership. I'm your host, Tasha Weaver, Executive Director of the Downtown Tip City Partnership. Each episode, I'll share what's happening downtown and introduce you to the people, stories, and energy behind it all. Be sure to subscribe where you listen to your podcast and turn those notifications on so you'll be in the know.
Or if I can get around you, I'm going to kill you.
My wife refuses to use the turn lane. So you know how there's three lanes?
I'm going to kill your wife.
there's a lane for driving, right? And then there's another lane for driving the other way.
Yep. Yeah.
And then there's this special lane right in the middle with these yellow stripes. And that's for the people that want to slow down and go left.
I love it.
She turns from the far lane every time. I'm like, you know, there's a lane for you right there.
You know what I love? Protected left turns. When the little green arrow that's like...
I love it.
I love seeing a protected left turn.
Is that what it's called?
So you know in Florida, they actually have something between a protected left turn and a... unprotected, just a green light. They actually have a flashing yellow arrow.
I did not know that's what that was called. So the left turn with the protected left turn.
Maybe.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense.
So. Mayhaps.
Abby.
What
driving.
Do I have? Oh, so my this is more so like nitpicking people's driving skills, but I hate when you're thereof. Yes, I hate when you're in a car with someone and they like. Be zooming and there's a stop sign, you're watching it and you're like, are they gonna slow down, and they wait till like half a second and then they slam on the brakes.
Hello,
touching bumpers.
Who does that?
I've known people. I'm not saying anyone here.
Do you know anybody at the table that does that on the regular?
I actually don't. I've never seen you do that, but it makes me want to like throw up.
No, I don't do that. I give myself plenty of time to stop, but I am very fast and I go very, very fast.
No, but I know like someone that would like stop literally like at the bumper like
and squeal.
I don't like that.
Tires would squeal.
There was one time that they were paying attention and thankfully their car had the auto brakes. Mm. And then they looked at me and they go, that's kind of scary. My car did that. And I'm like, I'm kind of glad your car did
So how did it know to brake?
One of the new fancy smancy cars. It has like a sensor.
Like it can see the stop sign?
No, it was like a person in front of us.
Okay, never mind.
So newer vehicles have a millimeter shortwave radar.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what you're saying.
Ew.
Just think of radar for your car.
Oh,
right?
Okay. That's a lot of words, he said.
Well, short wavelength, right?
Yes.
Short wavelength radar.
Short wave.
So we're talking like in the upper gigahertz.
Oh, okay.
So like,
now we're talking.
I love gigahertz.
I love when the gigahertz.
So
it hurts when people tune out when they hear the word hertz, gigahertz.
You know how like sound waves can bounce off of things.
I know 1.21 gigawatts. That's all I know.
Yes. So
it's like sonar.
Sonar.
Echolocation.
So you got, it sees the person. It's like, hey, like there's something there. I should stop.
Yeah. Like a bat. Echolocation.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm thankful for I can't.
I know the words you used.
I can't do it. When
and it stops.
Stop so close.
It applies the brakes automatically.
Automatically.
Ooh,
what?
Automatically.
You know what's another thing that's I don't like? People
driving.
Tailgating.
Real people.
Yes, that too. People tailgating semis.
Humans.
Are we tailgating semis?
That doesn't make.
They can't
any
see
sense.
You.
That doesn't make.
They
any
break.
Sense.
Your life over.
Yeah, you're going under. That's you're going
true.
Under that thing.
Yeah, because they can all, if you can't really see their mirrors, I mean, they can't see you.
I don't like people that tailgate me.
They also can't see you a lot if you come up on the.
I will brake check
the right
you.
Right side? On one of the sides, they have like the huge blind spots. Yeah.
Has that ever happened? I got brake checked the other day.
People,
and
I've
it
never
was
been.
So scary. I was I rented a Jeep.
Oh, you were renting?
And so I wasn't in my regular car. And this guy, I was going on the highway. And he went, and I guess I made him mad. And he went around me and then threw on the brakes.
Jeez.
And it was like, and I had to stomp on the brakes to not run into the back of the guy. And I'm like, does this happen to people?
It's what dash cam's for.
Does it happen a lot? Does that happen a lot? It's never happened to me.
It happens a lot.
There's defensive brake checking, and then there's arsehole brake checking.
I think that's arsehole. what this was.
That was arsehole brake checking.
Oh, Irish. Are we talking in Irish now?
So I have, and I should have done this because
Did you brake check?
I don't actually brake check people because I go so fast that nobody's even catching up with me to where I do that.
I'll tap on the brakes, like just get my lights to kind of light up.
People brake check me because I'm trying to speed. But, and if you're going slow in the left lane, sorry, I'm going to be right behind
you. You go around them, but you don't brake check them. You just take off.
Yes.
Yeah, that's scary.
But the one time I was doing my little thing, tapping the brakes, trying to get this guy to back off. It ticks him off even more. Mm-hmm. You see, Florida has a...
Oh, so he was tailgating you. Yeah.
So Florida has a ton of aggressive drivers, and they'll all tailgate you.
That's weird.
And
you wouldn't expect that.
Florida men.
Where it's 100,000 degrees all the time.
I'm always going five mile an hour over. And
in the far left lane?
No. In a two-lane road.
Okay.
These are residential roads.
Right.
So, but people want to go 10, 15 miles over the speed limit.
Jerks.
So, two things will happen. They'll either get up right up your bumper. Or, you know, if it's at night, it's even better because then they may turn the brights on.
Mm. I've never brake checked anybody, but it does seem like a very aggressive thing to do.
I'm too scared.
And it happens a lot in Florida.
So, yeah, you got people tailgating you, and then you got people that will brake check you for tailgating you. Like I said, I used to be in the brake check camp, albeit not very aggressively. It was more of a, hey, back off, I tap on it. And that ticks people off.
Yeah.
So the biggest thing in Florida is it's very crowded down there, especially around Orlando.
There's some older people that live down there.
There are some older people live down there. Older people don't drive slower. They drive like speed demons.
Older people, oh boy.
So they have the big cars that are made out of metal, like the big cars.
Oh, they're driving tanks.
So, you know, so you got roads packed with people and everyone's looking out for themselves and everyone's going 15, 20 miles over the speed limit.
Mm-hmm.
And
they're racing to get to dinner because dinner is at 4:30.
And here's the thing, it's a race to dinner. People will speed for there's no good reason, just to speed. So,
I'll speed to add a little excitement to my life.
Did you guys know in Dayton they are doing the speed enforced by aircraft?
No,
they
really
have drones. They have the officers go out there with drones, and I've seen them. I've seen the officers controlling the drones.
They couldn't get away with the cameras, so they're going to do drones now.
100%. Yes. When I saw speed enforced by aircraft, I was like, oh, so they're going to kill us if we go over the speed limit. We're getting
nuked.
Would
they have machine guns or something?
Yeah,
or
they're gonna, a bullet
actually,
straight through your head.
They're up in the air. They could just like drop something
exactly,
on you.
You know the UFO sightings? That's what happens. You turn into one of the UFOs, actually.
Did you bid?
Mm-hmm.
No. 5 cents.
Yeah. Speaking of the Joyzy UFO sightings, I don't know if you've ever seen a video where it's people taking a video of a plane flying over and they're like, it's a huge drone.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
those are just planes. Yeah.
It's like,
anybody ever been in a car accident?
Yeah.
When you were in the car?
Yeah, Zoe and I are tied
for
car accidents.
I got rear-ended down in Inglewood and the guy ran. He thought he was putting the brakes on and he hit the gas instead, ran right in the back of my car.
Oh, great.
At like 30 miles an hour and it like snapped my neck.
Oh, yeah. Was it in your cool car now?
Yeah, it was.
I like your cool car.
Thank you. It looks
welcome.
The Batmobile. No,
it's
and he paid to fix the whole thing.
Ah, ha-ha.
But no, he thought he was putting the brakes on. We were stopped at a stoplight by the Marians there. And
he
came up behind me and he thought he was slowing down and he wasn't.
R.I.P.
Have you been in a car accident?
I have. Back in Columbia, Missouri, there's like this one really large hill, coincidentally named Chapel Hill. And whenever it would like snow or anything or precipitate and be cold, that would ice faster than anything else.
Oh boy.
And so I was at the gym with my mom and then we were coming back and it had already iced. Like you couldn't even tell. Like it was barely snowing or anything.
Black
and so
ice.
Yes.
It's the worst.
Yep. We went over the hill and then we realized we were on it. My mom just kind of pulled over because she's like, we're just going to wait. Like, you can't, there's nothing, it's so steep.
You're going to wait for it to melt?
Yeah, we were
like
going to have.
Like, springtime? You're just going to sit there for, like, 3 months?
We ended up, because what we're going to do is my dad, we're only, like, I mean, less than 2 miles away from home. My dad was just going to meet us at the top of the other hill. We were just going to leave the car for the night.
Okay.
Because it wasn't worth it. Like, even an ambulance came by, like, came down and was, like, smacking into cars. It was like, oh, okay. That's helpful.
Wow.
But then the person behind us, so we're all sitting in the car, we're like, we're just waiting because it's cold. and we're in like workout attire, so not very warm.
And then, it's all sweaty. And, yeah.
Not the time.
Not the time to be dehydrated. In the cold car.
And then, yeah, this like person came and smacked into the back of the car. And we're like, okay, you know, what are you going to do? But then she kept like maybe four or five times trying to like move around us, but she just kept slamming into the back.
Are you kidding? She hit you more than once?
Yes. Oh my God.
It like kept, I was like freaking out because I'm in the back seat and I'm pretty young. I'm like 12, maybe 11, and she just keeps doing it. I'm like, Mom, why? And
that's insane. Yeah. I've never heard of that.
Why?
What is happening?
Why?
I'm never working out again.
It was awful.
Did she, the last time she hit you, did it knock you down the hill and the car slid all the way down?
I mean, it didn't do that much. She didn't hit us hard, but she was like convinced that she could get around, like that she was. Had a better car than the four, like the trucks and things that were also sliding off the road. Every, like, you couldn't have done anything. That's my story. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
Have you been in a car accident where you were in the car when it got accidented and not like it was just attacked by a tree?
Not just a freak tree.
Like a tree attacked your car.
Yeah. I just got my license. I was pretty young and.
12?
Yeah. This is
you just
Ohio.
Work.
This
just come from Ohio. Workout. You're working out, and you're
yeah, working out.
You were the one who hit me.
She just benched two plates.
And so there was this car in front of me. There was a bunch of ice, and I just kept ramming into the back of it. They were
I'm
not
gonna kill you.
Unrelated.
Oh, okay.
People like that really.
I'm suing
my
you
goat.
After this.
Oh, yeah. So. No, but I'd just gone to, like, I'd just gone to Winans, I think, and it was kind of like, it was rush hour, or, like, there were lots of cars all around, and, like, this was one of the first times that I was kind of, like, out and about by myself, and I get, like, nervous and, like, really bad anxiety very easily, and so the fact that I just had a bunch of coffee didn't help. I was literally, like, shaking with, like, anxiety at the fact that I was, like, driving, and I tried to make a left turn that wasn't protected. Because the car in front of me, like, I was like...
Was it a flashing yellow?
I was like, no. It was like, I don't really know.
It was a stop sign.
I don't know
it was a stop sign at that
It was
that
a stop
sign.
Yeah. And so the car in front of me was turning, and I was like, it's right. It's okay for me to turn, too. So, but there was this car coming from the left, and it was just speeding so much faster than what I thought it was going. And I ended up not making the turn quickly enough, and it, like, rammed right into the side
of me. It wasn't a car. Yikes. It was a big dually truck.
Yeah, it was
That's
a big truck.
That's crazy.
I should have died, but we could have only been so lucky.
Did you get hurt?
No, not really. My pride was hurt.
My accident, that was a... It was all me, single person.
No Latinas?
No Latinas. And I was...
Because that's a meet cute if you have a car accident with a Latina lady.
Oh,
and then you
God.
Have to share phone numbers, and then you end up dating, and then you get married. Maybe she likes
that's
Bruno Mars,
scheme.
Too.
Okay.
That's the new scheme.
Ram my Civic into a
She's just
Latina.
Driving around running into women randomly. To, oh,
I see one.
There's one. Get her.
Yeah.
Maybe she'll marry me.
Pit maneuver.
Pit maneuver.
So this was pretty embarrassing because it was my dad's truck.
Oh.
His nice big black truck. Vandalia towards, you know, not Vandalia. You go over the dam, and then as soon as you go over the dam, you make that sharp left-hand turn.
Really sharp turn.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or you can go right down into right. that. Down
yeah.
into
I
that.
Love doing that.
So it was icy, and I was coming from AutoZone because I had just got a new stereo for the truck. I was fixing the truck up, and I slow down for the turn, you know, like you should, because I knew it was kind of wet and icy, and so I start making the turn. And I give it too much throttle. I'm like, I want to hear that turbo spool up a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You're like, and it did. And that boost hit. Mm. And that back end kicked out from behind me.
Oh, God.
So now I'm going, I'm turning into the other.
I don't like it when the back end kicks out.
No. Okay. I'm driving straight into the oncoming lane. Thank God there was nobody coming.
Oh, my God. That's scary.
So I overcorrected right turn. And then as soon as it got traction, I went straight towards the guardrail, overcorrected again back to left.
Oh, God.
Thought I cleared the guardrail.
Oh.
But my back quarter panel on the bed got macked.
Oh.
And so I thought I was good all the way home.
No.
I go home, I park it, I do a walk around, and there's the back quarter panel just
trashed.
Trashed.
That's
so it was like, Hey, Dad.
Hey, Dad.
Yeah, that's about right.
That. You got beat.
That's not good.
It's wooden spoon treatment for you.
So you know the truck?
So, that, Zion, that
usually
reminded...
Usually that's extra.
That reminded me of the time that you and I were at Kroger.
Oh, gosh.
And we got followed home.
Did you... Were you waiting for me to cross at Kroger?
We were waiting for this guy to cross. He was taking for... And then he did this stupid little half jog that white people do.
And then he did like a model, model walk.
Full throttle, we ran into him. I was driving.
Oh boy,
and
that's what happened.
Oh, no.
I knew I had seen you before. I knew it.
So this was also my fault. So we were at Kroger, and this wasn't long after I was driving. And so I took Zoe to Kroger, and we got some yogurt. And
that's all he ever buys. This guy.
I love yogurt.
Yogurt. Because he loves yogurt more than the average person should love yogurt. He just eats gallons and gallons of yogurt.
Like
he
illegally?
That's an exaggeration.
He eats gallons of yogurt. And
how much yogurt have you had today? Just tell us.
I had yogurt for breakfast. It was a bowl full of yogurt.
How big of a container was it?
Over
was it that much yogurt? Was it that much yogurt or more?
I eat less yogurt than Zoe drinks Red Bull.
Okay. All right.
Well, then
not
you're
sponsored. Same thing.
You're fine.
Anyways, so there's this lifted 6-liter Power Stroke. He's got lights.
I don't know any of the words you're saying.
Six liter.
Oh, he's got some underglow
stroke?
On that thing.
He's got some underglow on that thing.
Underglow.
Wait. I need to know all the words you're saying. So what's lifted mean?
Lifted. We lift a truck up. Right.
You've seen those. Yeah.
Okay, good. Thanks. Yep. Thanks for whispering that, because it's not. Yeah.
So,
and what's a 6-stroke? What'd you say?
Oh gosh. So it's a F-350 truck.
Okay,
Ford
it's a truck.
F-350.
Ford built. Ford yeah. tough.
Small something energy.
Small something energy. So it's lifted. He's got his big old rims on it.
Right.
And he's got a ton of underglow, and he's got lights on the brakes.
Why do some of the wheels look like wagon wheels?
That's the trend.
That's a weird thing.
So, you know, looking back, I would look
for
at that
Oregon
truck and
Trail.
Go.
The Oregon Trail.
It's what it looks like, yeah.
You know, looking back, I would look at that truck and go, wow, that kid has no taste.
No.
But I was a kid, so I thought it was cool.
Oh, okay.
And so I drive, and this truck is sitting in the Kroger parking lot idling. Someone's inside. And I slow down and I look at it, and I just keep driving. He pulls out behind us, and he starts following us.
Oh, no.
I thought that we were checking it out when we were outside the car.
No, we were inside the car, and I slowed down. And we looked at it, and so
what, could he see Zoe? And that's why he was following you home.
Yeah, because I was on the passenger side, so I was the closest one to the truck.
Yeah,
okay.
So
and he was enamored with you.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. He saw that 14-year-old girl, and he's like, "Yeah,
I got to follow that one home."
Yeah.
Going to East Dayton.
So he ended up following our every move. You know, got on the phone with our dad and was
creepy.
So
he got on the phone with dad. He was like panicking because we would speed up. He'd speed up. He was like very much following us in every single place we went. And I was laughing so hard. And I was like, we're going to die. He's going to run us off the road. We're going to die. And I thought it was so funny. And Zion's like on the phone with our dad freaking out. And I'm just like, this is the funniest thing.
So,
Dad, it's lifted.
It's a lifted Power Stroke or whatever. Different strokes for different folks.
It was a 6-liter power lifted stroke, right? What was it? Plates.
It was
two plates.
It was a lifted F-350 with a 6-liter power stroke.
There you
go. 6-liter power stroke.
6-liter power stroke.
Is that the size of the engine?
Yes.
Okay. And what's power stroke? I mean, I know, but I want some clarification on that.
Well, actually, a power stroke is in a...
Careful. This is not a bonus episode.
In a four-cycle internal combustion engine.
Okay.
Power stroke occurs when the...
Yeah, it does.
Air...
That's
when the air fuel mixture ignites, it pushes the piston down.
That's what causes pregnancy. Anyway, go ahead.
So when two cars love each other very much,
and they make a baby
they
car,
make a baby
that's
car.
Blue, and then it's in the movie
it's
Cars.
Named Sally. Yeah. It's got a tramp stamp.
All right.
Tater or Mater. What was his name?
This is going off the rails.
What's the car's name?
Radiator Springs.
So you had a thing for Mater? Is that what you said?
I said that off.
Zoe and Greg, lock the frick in.
Hey, how's it going? Let's do a podcast. Go.
What's a podcast?
So anyway.
6-stroke.
I was going to go to the police station and park there.
Yeah, duh. So he's still behind you and he's following you.
On the way to the police station.
And he's yelling out the window, can I get her number? What's he doing?
So he had dark tints. We couldn't see him.
Oh, God.
Ugh.
So he ended up pulling off the road before we got to the police station.
Right before. No, we were going home because Dad told you to come home. Oh. We went right home.
No, I thought. So, I mean.
He said, I'll be waiting for him in the driveway.
With a shotgun. Oh,
then that's. I was probably going home then.
May's,
okay.
May's corroborating it.
May's got a shotgun out there and she's ready to go.
No, I remember Dad saying, no, just come home and I'll be in the driveway.
Okay.
Okay.
And so, but right as we were making our final turn to get home, he did end up going away. So I guess I wasn't really worth that much effort.
Hey, I have never been followed home by a man in a truck. So say,
all right, well,
say what you will.
There's a first time for everything.
Say what you will.
My pet peeve is truck drivers. Like, okay, it's
I think there should be an app.
Okay, so hear me out.
Oh,
hear
God.
Me out.
Here we go again.
Hear me out. No, I'm not talking about semis though.
Oh, okay.
So trucks. If I was president. This is why you should vote for me.
The world?
Yes, okay. Absolutely. Whole world.
You're the president of the world. What are you going to do?
My first enactment would be
your first
any of the freaking truck drivers that take up like 20 parking spots.
Yeah.
Death.
Death penalty. Instant.
Okay.
Instant. So what about lifted Jeeps?
Oh my God.
Six stroke. That's
fine. If it's
fine.
A Wrangler, yes. Death to them all.
The problem I have with guys with trucks is it seems like most of the guys that have a truck are carrying, what, like two little bags of stuff from home from Kroger. I'm like, if you're going to buy a giant truck, it should be full of drywall.
You
right?
should have like a,
right, right?
You should have a fresh buck that you just shot in the back.
Blood
you should
draining
have a couple
off
like,
the
yeah.
side.
Yeah. Yeah. There needs to be blood. There needs to be like, you need to have like fishing poles kind of just hanging out the back.
Yeah.
You need to
it
have.
It should be manly.
Exactly.
Right?
It should be manly. Yeah. When you get out of that truck, if you're not wearing at least one article of clothing with camo on it, what are
death.
You doing? Death to you. Listen.
I see these guys with these $80,000 trucks, right? And they've got in the back.
Big exhaust.
That you have to climb up to get into, right? And then they pull, they park at Menards and they pull down the back thing and they put one
and
little 2x4
in it. They got a little reusable shopping bag with their home goods purchases. I hate you!
They've got one blue Osmond in the back and that's it.
So
why buy a truck and not use it?
The reason for this is the public perception of trucks have changed and the marketing of trucks have changed.
Energy?
So, well, that's a park planet, but, you know.
I need a big truck.
If we
look at me, I'm a man.
If we go back, let's go back to like the late 80s, early 90s, right? You couldn't buy a luxury truck. If you wanted a country Cadillac, you would have to buy a truck and then take it
to. Is that what they call big trucks?
Well, you know, a nice truck.
Right.
You would have to buy a truck, and then you would take it to a custom, like a coach builder, an upfitter, and they would
to make
put
it
in, they
bigger
would put in,
and more manly.
They would put in they would put in wood trim. They would put in big cushy seats. One of those upfitters, I believe, was called Centurion Customs.
Yes. Yep.
So, it wasn't until, you know, I'd say about 10 years ago that manufacturers got pretty crazy with the luxury trucks.
Yeah.
And a truck has become more than just a tool now. It, not only is it a status symbol, but it's also, with bigger and bigger crew cabs, it's a family hauler. So the same...
I'd get a truck.
Well, sure.
I wouldn't.
Cybertruck.
But now, I'll be, you know...
Hell no.
Okay.
Just kidding.
I want a Cybertruck.
On the Cybertruck.
If you get it,
that's
I'll
like
go
a
in
whole
it,
other level of small.
I saw four
I want
of
a Cybertruck. Oh. They're cool.
Huh?
Mm. I want one. They're cool. They're $100,000.
They're actually only 70. They're 70 to 80,000. I looked at it earlier.
They depreciate rapidly.
Yes, and they actually do rust. People that have had them and they're like, "Oh yeah, it's been 3 years and it's already rusting." It's like, well.
I like Cybertrucks. I think they're cool.
I don't.
There was one parked in front of Chaffee's the other day, and I stopped my car and I got out of my car and I took photos.
Florida is full of Cybertrucks.
It's matte.
No, you're
it was
good.
Matte wrapped in a mat.
I don't
and
like.
And it was so cool.
No. So my problem is we need to fix, like, so I knew a firefighter, right? And he would talk about how when he would go to put out the fires on electric cars, you just couldn't.
Right, yeah.
And you talk about how, like, they did, like, a bunch of experiments with them and how with the battery, like, they even dropped it to the bottom of a lake. And
it's
it was
still
on fire.
Yeah, yeah.
And
we don't have
just
the technology yet for the
we need
car
to
fire.
Wait. Yeah. We're not there yet. And yet, here we are.
I was waiting for you to put your coat on, and then I'm like, no, I'm going to go turn the heat on. It's too cold in here.
Well, now my jacket's on.
But, yeah, and I just, where I grew up, you know, in the city, we at the high schools there, all of like the cool kids had their trucks that said yee yee. You're in the middle of a city for one.
What's yee yee mean?
I don't even know. It's a gang. That.
Oh, like a yeehaw, almost like a yeehaw.
Yeehaw. Okay.
And they would like park up on top of like the you know, the parking like guard things.
Yeah.
They'd park up on that. They'd park up on the grass.
For attention.
100%. And then I lived in an apartment complex. And there was a guy there with like this big lifted truck, and it said Country Life. And I'm like, brother, you are downtown in a city. I don't know what you're talking about.
Country Life.
Country Life. C-U-N-T. Just
shorten that word, country. Yeah.
Oh, Greg and I, we went to the same place.
Yeah, shocker.
Yeah, I see them being.
We had the same concept. Yeah, exactly.
They're more beneficial here. Like, you know, there's a lot of farmland, but like in cities, I'm like, what in the hell are you doing?
Yeah, why would you drive a truck in the city?
Just because gas. Understand. They are gas guzzlers. I mean, even
except
like,
for the
Jeeps
Cybertruck, it doesn't guzzle any gas.
I hate Mustangs.
The Mustang.
I want a white Mustang, like the Lana Del Rey song.
Yeah. Why does it look like that? Have you guys seen the electric Mustang?
No.
Are you serious? It's crazy. It's
Travis. Pull up a picture of the electric Mustang.
Pull up a picture of the electric Mustang.
I got you. It's awful. And, well, it was fun to go in because it goes like 0 to 100 in like 4
0 to 60
to 6
in
seconds.
3.5.
It's crazy. It feels like a roller coaster, but I hate it.
This podcast is for May and May only. She gets my references. She gets my references.
I love how you type in Village Idiots and nothing comes up on Spotify. Like you guys are invisible.
What's up with that?
Shut up.
Zoe, here you go. It's a Mustang. Okay, look at that.
Oh, I actually like the look of that.
Oh, God.
You would.
I do.
What's it called?
And I want I want a white Mustang like the Lana Del Rey song.
I hate Mustangs. They fishtail. They're awful. They hydroplane. They're crowd killers. I hate them.
I was hydroplaning like crazy.
My TED Talk. Oh, so you have a Hyundai, right? Let me talk about that.
I like
too.
The yellow one. Yeah. The yellow one's nice. Oh, is that God. The 2024 Ford Mustang Mach-E Performance?
How'd you guess?
I like that yellow one. That's nice. Is it a hybrid or is it just straight up?
It's a full electric.
Really?
It has a fake rev.
Oh, it goes vroom, vroom,
really?
Vroom,
really?
Yeah,
it's electric.
Not the fake red.
Oh, you know the new Charger,
the Challenger,
right?
Or was it Challenger
it's
or Charger?
Charger.
It was the Charger.
Two- and four-door Charger.
It goes
and they
vroom,
got
vroom,
the,
vroom.
Well, it's odd, the fake
yeah,
rev.
Well, they call it something weird, though. The,
it's stupid
the
sounding.
The Speaker Meister, or
yes,
whatever they call
like,
it.
It's like, all right, buddy.
So they pretty much made a worse Model 3 and put a speaker on the back.
Yes. Yep.
And that's the new Charger.
I like this look. This is a good looking car, though.
Not.
No?
I wish they didn't call it a Mustang, though, because Mustangs are supposed to be muscle cars.
They have
you know?
A particular look. Yeah.
Oh, there's a big
outrage
over that.
Doesn't look like a Mustang.
Over that.
Same
it doesn't
with
look
the
like a Mustang.
Lamborghini Urus. It looks very similar to this, to be right. honest, but slap $100,000 on that price.
So it's more expensive than the Cybertruck.
Oh yeah.
Oh boy.
Mm-hmm. Any Lambos, but I've seen a couple of Uruses, and again, like, if I'm going to spend $100,000, and this is my gripe against who is it? Trident. Why am I forgetting their name? The Trident symbol. Who is it?
Oh, Maserati.
Maserati. I hate them.
They're
Toyotas.
They're the worst.
They look like Toyota. Yeah.
My Maserati does 185.
I'm lost.
But if I'm paying that much money, it has to look cool.
I'm buying a Jaguar because I like the new commercials. So.
Well, I like Jaguar. I miss their old symbol, though.
Yeah.
That was cool. Now it's just like a little face. I'm like, oh.
I don't want it.
No.
You mean Jaguar?
I heard they stopped all car production for 2 years.
Did they actually?
Jaguar. They're not making... If you want to order one now, it's a 2-year wait. They're not making any cars. So if you're a car company and you don't make cars, it's like a podcasting group that doesn't do podcasts.
Hey,
like,
Zoe,
what's the point?
Have you ever been targeted before?
No. Like, what's the point of having a car company and you're like, I would like to purchase your car now. And they're like
2 years.
They're like, yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, you don't have a car?
So would
that's
we.
Crazy.
But if you're going to change your whole car, like, design and all that, wouldn't you keep making the old cars and overlap and then make
they
start making
Facebook
the new?
They said Facebook Marketplace or not.
I don't understand that concept.
So,
well, I think we've covered all our bases.
I flipped my car once. I flipped a car.
Wait, what?
I flipped a car.
What?
I was driving too fast on a rainy road, and I came around. I was driving home from D.C. I worked in D.C. And you didn't get on the highways. You drove on all the little country roads to get home. I'm driving home from work and it's rainy and cold, and I come around the corner, and you know how you come around the corner and you know there's a big like lot, like a road
yes.
that you're going to be driving on, and then there's yes. a stop sign. Well, I
down
came
yonder.
Around the corner. I've been around this road many times, and I come around the corner, and oh, there's a whole bunch of cars that are stopped, backed up from the stop sign. So I'm going to run right into them in the back
oh.
at full speed. Oh. So I threw on the brakes and skidded sideways and flipped it.
Oh, man.
I've never driving yet.
It was exciting.
That's scary.
Yeah. And then I had a big gulp, like a giant big gulp.
Not anymore.
Like a Red Bull.
Between my legs.
Oh, between the
sorry.
And then it was between everything.
I
then
it was flipped my car. I'm hanging from the seatbelt.
Oh my god!
The glass is broken.
It was completely flipped.
Yeah, I'm
oh
sitting.
My god.
I'm hanging upside down from the seatbelt.
Oh my
right.
God.
My Red Bull, my big gulp is sitting straight up, like on the inside of the roof of the car, completely unmolested, just like right there, with the lid on it and everything, and I'm like, wow, I'm upside down. My drink is fine.
That's impressive.
It was. How does that work? I don't even know how that
physics.
Works.
Physics. Yes.
So then they call the police, I have to undo my seatbelt, and then I crawl out, and the only injury I got was on my elbow, because I cut
wow.
my elbow on the glass.
Oh.
And that's it right there.
Is that actually?
Yep.
That makes so much more yes. sense.
I cut my elbow on the glass climbing out. That's the only injury.
Wow.
So, I mean, if you can run your car at 60 and flip it and walk away, that's pretty good.
Or you're driving.
Or you're driving. There you go. That was my story.
Okay.
Listen, I could talk about cars forever, but...
Do you drive stick, Abby?
No.
No?
I got a Lincoln.
Well, I mean, do you know how to drive
sticks? Sticks are fun
to
drive.
No, but I
drive.
Can learn it.
You should buy
I
one.
I haven't been around people that have a... Like a
is your Kia a stick?
A no. stick.
Oh. Because if you buy a stick nowadays, nobody under the age of 40 knows how to drive.
I'd like
one.
To learn.
Sure
I'd like
learn.
To learn.
But then nobody steals them. Like they're
good.
Stealing proof.
Yeah, that's true.
I understand the gist of it. I just need to... Like, I've seen it done.
It's
and
fun.
I've watched videos about, like, you know, what to do with the clutch and everything. Like... What the hell?
Oh, I like that.
Isn't that nice?
I could figure it out.
Yeah.
All right, Zoe, take us out.
Kill us.
She's going to get to... Zoe's got to get to Nosferatu.
No, because I'm singing Take Me Out by Franz Ferdinand, and you have no idea what I'm doing.
Okay.
Take us out, Zoe.
Shut up. Okay. Well, Zion absolutely ruined that.
Take me out.
Nope. And you ruined. The moment's gone.
Oh, that's Franz Ferdinand. I know that.
Yes. Thank you, everybody, for tuning into this episode
about
cars and car-related
trucks.
And trucks and cyber trucks.
And car-related things and car-related hatreds
and people following
yes.
you home, which is just creepy,
which happens a lot.
Does it really? Let's do an episode on Zoe being followed home.
Oh my god,
do we have enough tape to record that long of an episode?
All right,
24 hour special.
24 hour broadcast, and it's actually just Abby following me.
If you listen to the whole episode, you get a free Mach 4E.
You get a free car. We'll give you
one. Ford Mustang. Yeah.
Well, if it's free, I'll take it.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, we'll see you next time. I'm Zoe, your host.
Yeah, she is. Yes, you're darn tootin'.
Woo!
Oh.
Thank you. This is Greg.
Hey, how's it going? See ya.
Take me home down country roads.
I like Bruno Mars better, I think.
I'm going to edit that out, don't worry.
No, that was great.
No, that's leaving. That's
not no, that's leaving.
The minute I started singing.
I love that. That's
oh, guys, you know what? Our podcasts are bursting into song.
Bursting into song. It's like a musical.
And dance.
I was driving. Please don't ever do that again. Do the model walk before you do that. Thank you.
Look on May's face.
Oh, my
priceless.
God. Sorry, she's disgusted and annoyed at the same time.
She was just, like, vigorously
shaking. You're the one I wanted to come, May.
She got up and left. Did you see that?
Bye, May.
She's like, I can't. No,
she's
can't.
Walking down the stairs.
I can't even.
No one's fun anymore.
I like your dance. Just don't do it in front of me.